With less than 2 weeks before the start of the new fiscal year in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, city councilors are poised to approve a new budget, perhaps as soon as tonight. During hearings to review the $629 million budget proposed by Mayor Dominic Sarno, city councilors appealed to the administration to include funding for some of their priorities, according to City Council President Orlando Ramos.
And hopefully we can move towards filling those positions and addressing our concerns.
By and large, he said, there have been few complaints from councilors about the mayor's budget.
I think that the mayor did a great job of balancing the budget without using reserves. And I look forward to approving the budget.
Ramos and councilors want a full-time position added to the budget to pay someone to monitor and enforce the residency requirements for city employees.
It has been such a big issue for the city council. We have obviously been gone on record advocating for residency, but without enforcement, it really is, there are ways around the residency issue. And so it's important for us to have the right mechanism in place to enforce residency.
Residency requirements have been a flashpoint in City Hall for years, with councilors complaining about lax enforcement, exemptions, and loopholes. But now, more and more of the city's workforce is being required to live within the city limits. In 2009, just 5 of the 24 collective bargaining agreements covering city employees included a residency provision. Now, 17 of the contracts do, according to Springfield Labor Relations Director William Mahoney. Last month, the City Council approved a contract with the union representing the 4th largest city workforce, firefighters, which requires all new hires to live in Springfield for a minimum of 10 years. Councilor Mike Fenton said the contract covering 276 firefighters is a huge victory for advocates of strict residency for city employees.
And for a city that has had, in my opinion, a really bad record on residency, this is a really nice silver lining.
In one concession to the council, the Sarno administration announced it would add an additional $1 million to the city's pension fund. In his original budget, the mayor allocated $58 million for the pension fund, a 15% increase over this year's contribution.
We have continued an aggressive pace to address that, and we have to also be fair because that comes from the bottom line in the budget, and I'm sure that some of the councilors have questioned that. That takes away from services.
City Councilor Tim Allen, who chairs the Council's Finance Committee, first complained last year that the city was not taking adequate measures to address its unfunded pension liability, which is the highest of any municipality in the state. Councilors can ask the mayor to increase funding for a particular line item or create a new funded employment position in the budget, but they are powerless to compel the mayor to act. Under the city charter, the council can cut spending from the budget, but cannot add to the bottom line. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.